5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wendy Bell. Inspiring solutions to save America.
One show at a time.
Are you ready to get on board?
When are you guys gonna learn? The more you indict, the more we unite. Facts. It's Trump 2024. We don't care. You heard me? We already made our mind up. You already know when the hood got your back. Man, they deep in the hood, gangsters, hollering about Trump 2024. You heard me? Woo, woo, wah. Gangsters. The hood got this man back. I'm just trying to tell you. You heard me? And we ain't stupid, man. American people, man. We ain't all them talking about lockdowns and back when the masks and all that. You know, they got a new virus coming and it's going to be, man, nobody don't care. Ain't fooling nobody no more with none of that. You know, new jack, man, nobody being fooled no more. We all the way up. You heard me? It's Trump 2024. That's what it's going to be because we ain't having nothing else.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
All right, hour number 3 of the Wendy Bell Radio Program is here. Now, I will freely admit out of the gates here in our third hour that I come at you with a bias, a huge bias. Every single day I come to you with bias. I love America. I'm the mother of 5 sons. I understand what my sons have been going through. 2 have graduated from college. 1 is on his way. 2 are in the throes of getting ready to think about it. Right? In a parent's world, there is no greater example of the madness, the insanity of DEI initiatives, this whole race to the bottom for the sake of equity and inclusion and diversity. It's just a whole platform of suck. The idea, of course, to even the playing fields, to balance the scales of justice. Bum, bum, bum. What it is stupid. Instead of promoting excellence, instead of encouraging at a young age, you can do what you want to do. You can be whatever you want to be. Children are taught they are a product of their zip code. That the system and the man have them down. That they shouldn't probably even work. Why try? You're not going to get anywhere. What a horrendous message. What an anti-American message. So we're sitting at dinner Saturday night, hours after our son has graduated from Loyola Marymount University. And it's our 5 sons and 2 nephews, my sister and her husband, Joe and me and my parents, 13 of us. Whole family together. I was taking my bread and soaking up the gravy. And there came that critical time as everybody had a cocktail or a soda for something to be said. And so I said to Joe, honey, would you like to make a toast? And he said, no, it's your family. I'm pretty sure you'd like to. And I just leaned forward and I looked down at the other end of the table. And I said, not just to my son who had graduated, but all 7 of the boys who were on different trajectories, who are in different phases of confusion. I have one who's moving out of the house here soon this summer to go start his own journey, his own path. And I know he's scared to death. I've got Jack who's now trying to figure out, all right, I have a college degree. Now where do I go? What am I going to do with this? How does this work? And all the others. And I leaned forward and I said, look, guys, there is no limit. The only limit you put on you is from you. There's no one keeping you down. There is no obstacle too great. There is no dream too audacious to close your eyes and fantasize about. You just have to do it. And each of you has the God-given gift. and the support of a family that loves you unconditionally. So make no excuses. And if you fail, do it quickly and move on. And we love you. This diversity and equity thing is wrong. We live in a world in America that is predicated on a meritocracy. It is predicated on hard work, on consequences, on results. Whether that be in grades or your job performance, profits, sales, ratings, whatever the case might be. I didn't see a single person get on any of the planes we were on as we traversed America who looked in the cockpit to see if the person behind the equipment, sitting below all the instruments, was black or female or checked a box. Can you get up in the air and can you get it down safely? Because that's where our concern stops about who you are, pilot person, right? And now some of these diversity hires are falling apart. This is exactly what Clarence Thomas talked about when he was anti-affirmative action. He said, look, I don't think certain kinds of people need the rules to be bent for them. Because every time a black person then achieves something of status, whether it's a promotion or what have you, people will look in their mind's eye and say, yeah, I bet you they got an edge. What a horrible message to send to a group of people. Highly talented. You can't get there on your own. You need help. What? So when I saw this story about this new ABC News president, a woman who was widely acclaimed, this is 3 years ago, May of 2021, when they beat the drum of diversity. Oh, praise Jesus. There's a black woman we can put in this spot. Don't mind whether or not she's qualified. Don't worry about her track record. What do people say about her? Is she a newsroom leader? Is she someone who's focused on what matters? Or is she a box checker? Well, it seems as though she was a box checker because it didn't last very long. Daily Caller headline, ABC's, quote, historic diversity hire out of top spot amid rumors her incompetence shocked higher ups. Look, she's not incompetent because she's a black woman. She's incompetent because she's not equipped to do the job for which she was set up to fail to do. That is what DEI is. You want to see the watering down of colleges and universities? Allow a bunch of students who have been failed by and large by public schools and by Democrats who refuse to get behind the idea of school choice, where parents, irrespective of their zip code or bank accounts, get to choose where they want to see their child educated. So their child gets the best. Everybody should be able to get that. Instead of that, we now have a system that says, don't show your math work. That's racist, right? As long as you get the right answer, we'll let you move ahead to the next grade. Which is why we have a crippling number of schools, entire schools, school districts, thousands of students with zero students who can do math or reading at grade level. So are we surprised by this woman? ABC News President Kim Godwin stepped down Sunday night following an investigation into her management of her network. Apparently, the overseer of the network, a woman named Deborah O'Connell, opened a corporate investigation into Godwin and other senior executives over the growing frustration among staffers, vacant top positions, and the drop in ratings at its prominent program, Good Morning America. Several people alleged Godwin dedicated more time to her profile than creating success in the news division, and that her mismanagement shocked O'Connell. This is from the Wall Street Journal. I have decided to retire from broadcast journalism, Godwin said in an email to the staff Sunday night, according to the Wall Street Journal. Anyone who's passionate about what we do knows there's no business like it. So this was not an easy or quick decision. But after considerable reflection, I'm certain it's the right one for me. As I look to the future and prioritize what's most important for me and my family. Fact of the matter is, she wasn't qualified. She wasn't talented. She didn't have the skill set. She wasn't a communicator. She was like the gate agent in Charlotte looking at all of us as our flight was delayed for God knows how long. All it takes is someone who's able to take to the microphone and say, hey, you know what? Here's what's going on. I'm going to communicate clearly to you. I'm going to tell you what my objective is. I'm going to tell you what my priorities are. This is our plan to get there. Hang tight with me. We'll get you across the finish line. Now I'm yours. But if you're going to bend the rules and you're going to choose somebody who doesn't have the knowledge, the skills, the people ability, or the God-given gifts to get it done, why are you putting somebody in that position? And now ABC News is in a conundrum. Oh, crap. Our ratings suck. Our people are miserable. Nobody's watching us because this Kim Godwin woman, who's a black woman, was very interested in a lot of DEI-related news stories. The news isn't about that. It is about what happened. It is about what's going on, and it's about asking reasonable questions. It's about having intellectual curiosity. It's about being honest. It's about being talented, damn it. And if you are not, you ought not get that position, no matter what you look like. ABC News, little late to the party, are we? Failure. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends. You guys heard about tuberculosis lately? Like, I don't know. It's not really something that's talked about in my generation. Well, we are now. Why ever would that be? Huh. Next, don't go anywhere. You know, it's totally wild to me that we don't talk about smallpox anymore. We don't talk about tuberculosis. We don't talk about the measles. Right? Why is that? Because they've been basically eradicated here in the United States. And I find it so... I wish I knew the word. It's deeply concerning. It's offensive. It's infuriating. It's disgusting. All rolled into one. What is that word? I don't know. But imagine, if you will, I had it. That's how I feel when I read these headlines. The now tuberculosis in Long Beach, epicenter, Long Beach, California. I was just there yesterday, right? It's shocking, not shocking. When you take a scientific experiment and you have all these control mechanisms and you have certain variables, this is a closed experiment. These are the things we're studying. Nothing from the outside gets in. It's not going to be corrupted or contaminated because we need to extrapolate something serious from this. Well, that kind of goes to crap when you welcome in 8 or 10 million people from foreign countries all around the world who don't have the science and technology that we have, who bring God knows what into our country. And lo and behold, it's so wild. We have a tuberculosis problem in California, and now it is spreading in the year 2024. Why ever would that be? This is in andmagazine.substack.com. Our friend Sam Fatt is writing this. Wildfire. Tuberculosis detected now nationwide. Was it not that long ago that we were told we were bad parents if we didn't rush out and get our kids vaccinated? That we were greedy, capitalist extremists if we didn't browbeat everybody in our orbit to go out and do exactly what the government said to us and get that vaccine? Damn it, you better do it now and you better prove it. How dare you walk into my restaurant if you can't prove you've been fully vaccinated? My, how a few years can change things. Wait, you don't know who these people are, let alone what diseases they're bringing with them? Is that shocking? Of course not. An outbreak of tuberculosis in shelters in San Diego, which would be the epicenter of the border crisis where tens of thousands of illegals have simply been dumped on the street. Long Beach, California has now declared a public health emergency following an outbreak of TB in a shelter there. Officials report that so far they believe they're dealing with 170 cases of exposure to tuberculosis. Likely the tip of the iceberg. That's what they know of. Individuals infected with it often don't show symptoms for some period of time afterward. That means the number of people carrying tuberculosis who contracted it in city shelters, almost certainly, the number's much higher than so far determined. Where those individuals are at present is unknown. Unknown. Keep in mind, like, pondering that point that the Biden administration has not only brought in millions of individuals from countries where TB is common, but then at taxpayer expense has flown these individuals all over the country so that they can get all of us infected too. That's, what is that, Bidenomics? Is that finishing the job? Is that Joe Biden's dream? What exactly, what part of their model was this a part of? And I have to tell you, it'll probably be part of a longer segment later. Can you believe that John Legend, who gave the keynote address at graduation in California on Saturday, he couldn't keep it on just a message of uplifting the students, of being audacious and dreaming? This is a talented young man who himself has Grammys and Tonys and Oscars and Emmys. The guy is ridiculously talented, who quoted Donald Trump calling illegal immigrants vermin. I almost got up and walked out, my friends. I almost got up and I could. Our country is in danger. Our borders are open for a reason. Because when you're scared and when you're sick, when you're fearful and uncertain, when you feel apprehensive, economically stressed, it's a great time for the government to swoop in and pull number one of its many numbers on you, shutting you down, locking you down, shutting you up, raising taxes, spending money, lying, creating another money laundering operation. Tuberculosis, my friends. What's next? Polio? Gonna have polio again? Joe Biden did that. Never forget it. When we're back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, the new grift, it is getting paid to protest. It is America's new service industry. Creating public opinion. Fakely. I've got the facts, the details, the dollars and cents coming up next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. It just all seems so daggone convenient and coordinated, didn't it? This rapid wildfire spreading across college and university campuses that all sounded alike, looked alike, were alike. Because they were alike. They were funded by dark people who want to do dark things to this country, who hate Jews and hate you if you love what we have here. And I have to be honest with you. Industry in America is becoming almost exclusively service-based. People have their groceries delivered to them. Service. People order all sorts of food and have it delivered to them. Service. You go out, you need something done, hair, nails, whatever, tip, service. People who drive you here or there, service. We are tippers. I am a tipper. Having worked in the food industry for years, working my way through college and graduate school that way, I understand the value of tips. Well, the new service industry is changing, though, my friends. There's a new grift in town, and it's exceedingly lucrative. Doesn't take a lot of brain power. It's all about being a paid political protester. not even political, just a compensated agitator, if you will. So over the weekend, I found this story, the San Diego Union Tribune, and it piggybacks nicely off of the crowdsondemand.com that I told you about last week, where it's so weird. It's like right after Barack Obama made political propaganda a-okay for news outlets in this country to engage in, such a curious thing, which opened the floodgate of all of this crappy news that we get. That's obvious political propaganda. This Crowds on Demand shortly thereafter opened its doors. You need agitators to push the needle on something that you want the public to know about? Call Crowds on Demand. You got a phone bank you need to operate, or you need an email letter writing campaign? We have tens of thousands of people on a dime who can send that letter from their mailbox to wherever you want it to go. Crowds on Demand. You want people outside the Supreme Court moments after the Dobbs decision is released? Who knows how that happened? Call Crowds on Demand. We have people on the go, on the ready, ready to go wherever you need them. It's gross. It's fictitious. It's this manufactured story, right? Getting paid to protest. Well, I found this fascinating article on the San Diego Union Tribune. The details on compensation, those are the things that blew my mind. Why ever would you go work in a fast food industry? I mean, in California, it's $20 an hour, which is a great gig if you can get it. How about making $500 in a day? Because that's what some of these live, in-person protests yield. Here's your story. Michaela Miller and Aileen Lawler met each other and a group of other performers at a San Jose coffee shop one recent morning. They were getting paid to protest and they needed their marching orders. The mission was to draw attention to the threat of AI censorship of creative characters like Catgirl. Donning matching t-shirts and cat ears, they picketed, they carried signs, they chatted at the entrance of a tech conference. Uncensor AI, they demanded. We have only begun to meow. They also distributed cat ears to make sure conference goers brought the message home with them. A few hours later, when most of the attendees had entered the conference center, the actors went back to their respective lives, $200 to $300 richer. What? Yeah, the event was a publicity stunt pulled off by a company called Crowds on Demand. The site hires actors and activists at rates starting at $25 to $30 an hour. What were you making at your first few jobs there, Bob? Were you making that? Were you... Shoot, 20 years in, were you making 30 bucks an hour?
Yeah, I fell a little short there.
Where did you?
I should have joined the crowd.
You know, Crowds on Demand, they hire actors and activists, $25 to $30 an hour to maybe just staff a telephone bank, maybe to do an email or a letter writing campaign. You could do that, right? Getting paid to protest at live events, however, pays considerably more. An event like the Catgirl demonstration, which took only 2 to 3 hours, paid roughly $100 an hour. That's huge money.
You know what I would do for $100? I'll walk around and protest with some signs for $100 an hour.
Will you? Would you wear cat ears on your head?
For $100 an hour?
How about a vagina hat?
$100 an hour? Yeah.
Hey, it's cheap and easy. You heard it here first. Other in-person events pay anywhere from $150 to $500, depending on the length of the day.
Where do I send my resume?
I know, right? I don't think you need to. I think you just have to pretend that you're a disgruntled. Do you have any skinny jeans?
I'm non-binary, you don't want to see me in skinny jeans.
Do you have a Subaru, and do you have a kayak?
I'll go rent a Subaru.
Think about the money-making potential here. Say you're a paid political protester. Live events. You could have cashed in on the campus of Columbia University at any of these universities across Northwestern. You could have bounced from place to place to place and made buku money. Thousands of dollars. Why get a real job? We work all across the country and pay substantially above any minimum wage in any state, says Adam Swart, the founder and CEO of Beverly Hills-based Crowds on Demand. We want really good people, people who reflect really positively on what the client wants. You just don't get that for $15 an hour. Shoot, you can't even get a Big Mac for that anymore.
I wonder if they're $10.99
I don't know.
Or if they take taxes out of
that. Can you imagine if they're just like Venmo, bloop? I bet.
Better not be over $600.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why do you think it goes up to $500, my brother? Launched in 2012, Crowds on Demand is a guerrilla marketing company that does far more than enlist actors to protest. They draw attention to everything from political issues to new companies and new products. And in so doing, it hires thousands of protesters and performers each year from all over the country. Need a flash mob? A crowd of adoring fans, reporters, and photographers for your red carpet event? Outraged citizens for your protest? Maybe a packed audience for your speech? Acolytes for your new product? You define the need. Crowds on Demand brings people who are getting paid to protest, petition, and otherwise perform. Ew. It's all making sense. The idea behind what they do is that a crowd draws a crowd. And often it also draws media attention. If you get enough people carrying picket signs, news vans pull up. That can make your niche issue play to a wider audience where you could gather real support and apparently some real compensation. Likewise, businesses launching new products and services often need buzz to boost interest and sales. I mean, I get it, but this is, it's so fake. It's manipulation. It's phony baloney. There's nothing authentic about this. It's creating the illusion of something that's going on that's not going on. How much of that is the entire world in which we live right now? The simulation you might feel like you're in, where every day seems oddly predictable and disappointing. Even if your business is great, you will fail if nobody knows about you, says a 25-year-old college student who frequently works with Crowds on Demand. We're here to get the ball rolling. Fake news, fake reality, fake data, fake science, fake jobs numbers, fake prosecutors, fake allegations, fake criminal cases, fake rape victims, fake judgments. What's real anymore? One tech company, it says, sought recognition at an industry conference but couldn't afford a conference sponsorship. So, of course, what did they do? They enlisted dozens of actors dressed as limo drivers to hold up signs with the company's logo at the airport. Freelancers also waved company banners near the convention center's entrances. It all made the company seem big and prosperous. The tech firm's booth ended up packed with interested conference goers. And an industry publication wrote a feature on the company. I always try to get our clients a return on their investment. This is the new gig economy. Getting paid to protest is also a great part-time job. The hours are flexible. The work is interesting. Performance art can be fun. Better still, it's sometimes remarkably well paid. One of these guys said he earned more than $10,000 doing 20 gigs for one individual company. All of it kind of fake news. All to create the illusion of success, of profitability, of marketability, of something that's of value. How is this any different than what they've told us about our economy? The Bidenomics, it's great. Crowds on Demand, cue them. You know, I might have to sit on a bit of audio. Maybe I'll play it for you after this break. Because while this idea of getting paid to create buzz, to pull a fast one, if you will, to manipulate the public's consciousness, that's one thing. But you need to hear something that's truly breathtaking about Joe Biden's top economic advisor. who cannot explain basic economic policy when asked. Why ever would that be? Because the guy had a major in theatrics, not in finance. Jared Bernstein. I have an audio soundbite you must hear before the end of today's show. It'll make so much sense and connect all these dots. Coming up next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So you can work for Crowds on Demand and make $500 a day protesting something that's really not happening, creating the illusion of a story that really isn't real. Or you could be one of Joe Biden's top economic advisors and struggle by being asked a very simple question. Why does the U.S. borrow its own money? With economic advisors like Jared Bernstein, who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because he probably never took Econ 101. Listen to this guy. This is in a sit down for a movie. It's a film called Finding the Money. If your chief economic guys don't understand basic dollars and cents, I'm going to go with America is screwed. Listen.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, some of this stuff gets, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money. And it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. So a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money, and then it uses that money to
Oh my lord!
Yeah, I guess I'm just I can't really talk. I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, because it's like
what?
The government clearly prints money. It does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So. I don't think there's anything confusing there.
What the hell was that? We print money. Well, it's bonds. Is that how it works? Is that, I don't. Well, mate, you know what that sounded like to me? Do you guys remember last week during the height of the Columbia protest in NYU? A guy with his phone went up to two girls. They're wearing their masks. They're out at NYU. They're chanting, oh, go Palestine, oh, down with Israel, whatever, from the river to the sea. And the guy's like, why are you doing this? And the girl says, what? Why are you doing this? Why are you here on this campus doing this? What is the point? What are you championing? And she said, well, we think that it's time to, I don't really know. We go to Columbia and they told us that they needed help here at NYU. So we just came. And then she says to her friend, why are we doing this again? And the girl's like, yeah, I don't really know. I wish I was more educated. What? All you need are Crowds on Demand, ladies and gentlemen. All you need are morons, right? Pretending that they know what they're talking about. And that is how you end up almost trillion dollars in debt. That's how you end up with inflation out the, you know what? That's how you end up with a Generation Z that's freaking broke, that has no idea if it's ever going to be able to afford the American dream, which shouldn't be all that hard to be able to save for your own home, to maybe save enough money to one day take a vacation, to be able to pay your bills, right? These are the people we have who are in charge, who want to tell you it's transitory. Oh, it's not really a big deal. It's just a small blip. Just a little tick up and then it'll be right down. Oh, no. Vaccines are great for you. Don't worry. A few problems, everything's going to be good. Oh, maybe they're not. Donald Trump, he's a rapist. Oh, that's right. There was no evidence that was corroborated. Oh, he did this. He did that. Oh, that's right. We got a corrupt prosecutor who should never have been a part of this. Right? Oh, he's gagged. He can't go. Oh, I forgot. The judge in the case is completely conflicted because his wife and his daughter are connected to the DNC. And he gave money to Joe Biden. But other than that, honestly, everything that's going on, you can believe him. It's, I'm sure. It's all right. How are you supposed to believe anything anybody tells you? Look, I'm going to go back to my analogy at the very beginning. If you haven't traveled, if you haven't flown in America recently, you haven't seen the great unraveling of what used to be something very special, to see the world, to visit new places and try new things, to broaden your horizons, to actually and literally go up to 30,000 feet. It's now miserably expensive, outrageously uncomfortable. There's not enough room. Nobody has enough patience. There's no cooperation. There's no communication. And it's by design to wear you down with incompetence, ineptitude, and fakeness so that your eyes are a little blurry come November. It will work with some people, but as long as you stick here with us, we'll make sure you come through this flip side, educated, armed with information, and active. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so delighted you were here. I hope you come back tomorrow. Bring a friend. Until then, thanks and peace.